It's been more than half a century since the Russian pianist Simone Barrère suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and died on stage while performing the Grieg A minor piano concerto at Carnegie Hall. Now, a series of his recordings has been released. They were made shortly before his death and originally captured on old transcription discs. By today's standards, these are not good technical recordings. But listening to them, day-to-day music contributor David Waz hears a talent that he says might have rivaled Van Cliburn and Vladimir Horowitz had Simone Barrère lived.
As it stands, Simone Barrère is remembered and sometimes disparaged as a mere speed demon, a technique freak of the first order. To me, Barrère was the Sid Vicious of the concert hall, not so much for his deranged lifestyle as for the passionate intensity of his art. Without meaning to sound flip or callous, you can hear Barrère's impending demise in every allegro movement his fleet fingers survey. He makes punk rock sound quaint, makes hard-swinging jazz legends like Charlie Parker sound like they were playing underwater. Thanks to the classical music label APR, Appian Publications and Recordings, one can now hear Barrère's artistry in all its remastered glory. Four separate CDs of the pianist's Carnegie Hall recitals of the late 1940s are now available, and should be required listening for anyone who thinks highly of overhyped artists like Glenn Gould and Van Cliburn. Barrère makes them sound like they were wearing hockey gloves. In this version of Franz Liszt's La Leggerezza, the brisk arpeggiated passages sound like someone is pouring mercury out of a pitcher, silvery, fluid, and impossibly sensuous. It is hard to believe that what you're hearing is a percussion instrument, wooden hammers hitting strings. Simone Barrère was born in Odessa in 1896, one of 13 children from a none-too-wealthy family whose income he used to supplement by playing in cinemas and restaurants. He wound up as a teenager at the conservatory in St. Petersburg in 1916, where its director, the composer Alexander Glazunov, was astounded by his facility and took the young man under his wing, shielding him from military duty by keeping him at the institute for 7 years. After Glazunov's death, Barrère studied with Felix Blumenfeld, who was also Vladimir Horowitz's mentor. Eventually, Barrère emigrated to Berlin, where being Jewish proved an impediment to a musical career, and where he was again relegated to performing in cabarets to support his family. It was only in 1934, during a London concert under Sir Thomas Beecham's baton, that the world was made aware of his immense talent. For the next 17 years, he would grace the stages of all the major orchestras of the world. Had Barrère not succumbed to his third cerebral hemorrhage that fateful spring day at Carnegie Hall at the age of 54, his legend would not need explaining at this late date. And his approach to making music gives the lie to that distinction critics often make between technique and expression. Yes, he could play fast and clean, but there was always a tenderness and poetic quality to his playing that had nothing to do with his fingers. Barrère made music where others merely played the notes. There is a vast difference, and it is to be felt as well as heard.
Pianist Simone Barrère playing a piece by Bach. Our reviewer, David Waz, is half of the pop band Was Not Was and a regular contributor to this program.